With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The recent storms have not only brought much-needed water to drought-stricken California, but also massive damage to our roadways. The California Department of Transportation estimates there's been nearly $500 million in storm damage to the state's highway system. In unincorporated Santa Cruz County alone, the bill for damaged roads has reached over $30 million. As Santa Cruz County officials figure out how to pay for the damage, some residents are not waiting for help. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Greg Brescia shovels dirt into a big pothole on the gravel road he lives on. The pothole is about 5 feet wide and full of dirty brown water.
We're trying to repair the potholes with the dirt or gravel that we already have that has just been washed off the road from erosion.
Do you want us to dig any more up there, Greg?
He's getting help from his neighbors. They live in a rural part of unincorporated Santa Cruz County, outside of Aptos, on Flume Road.
We refer to this road where we live here as we live out in Flume, Tucky, and it's in the state of Appalachia.
The neighborhood sits among giant redwood trees, well off main roads, so the residents are used to doing their own road repairs.
We're always in the middle of repairing our road, but of course this year is 100 times worse than other years.
He points out the splattering of potholes along Flume Road.
So that's sort of medium to big, and then that's medium to small, and then that's small, and then that one down there is big, and you know, on and on and on.
More evidence of storm damage is right around the corner on Valencia Road, the nearest paved street for the neighborhood. What used to be a two-lane street is now just one lane after a group of redwood trees collapsed, taking out part of the roadway. Surveying the damage is Santa Cruz County Public Works Director John Presley.
This is going to be expensive. It could be $300,000 to $500,000 just this one site.
One of more than 130 damaged road sites across unincorporated Santa Cruz County, part of the $30 million repair tab that's still growing.
This damage just keeps coming with this rainfall. It's blowing out our roadway sections, blowing out the hillsides, and it's underneath the roads. It's literally, our roads are collapsing out there.
You can tell Presley hasn't gotten much sleep, and neither have the crews, working 12-hour shifts. This winter is the second wettest for Santa Cruz County since 1873, when they first started keeping records. And it's exposing how fragile the roadway system is today.
These are old roads, but you know, the problem is we don't have enough resources to do maintenance anymore. The gas tax that we have right now is essentially the same we got in 1993. We're living on 1993 dollars, essentially, for maintenance.
Now the county is trying to figure out how to pay the $30 million bill. Santa Cruz County Supervisor Zach Friend says a majority of the funding is expected to come from the state and the federal government. But that funding is a reimbursement, and getting the money back can take years. In the meantime, the county is going to have to come up with the money itself.
We've had those discussions with the county about where would the money come from, where would we borrow, how would we go into the red, and if we need to do it on our own, we're going to find a way to do it on our own because we really, there's no other option. There's no plan B for people that live up here.
Last weekend, Supervisor Friend and other county officials showed U.S. Congressman Jimmy Panetta some of the hardest hit roads. The hope is that Panetta can expedite the federal reimbursement process. Congressman Panetta stands in front of another damaged section of Valencia Road in Aptos. The culvert failed, and you can hear the water rushing beneath the road.
I mean, this is going to be millions, millions and millions of dollars just to repair this one road right here. There's 130 sites in Santa Cruz County that need to be worked on. 130. You know how long that's going to take? You know how much money that's going to take?
The Santa Cruz County Department of Public Works says it could take 3 to 5 years to fix all of the roads. Collecting all of the money could take even longer. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.